It looks like the NVMe folks are bringing this technology down to the TCP stack. This is very, very interesting to me. Let's jump into it. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. So this comes from Computer Weekly. Need rapid networked storage? Take a look at NVMe over TCP. In data storage, speed is more essential than ever. In fact, 90% of IT organizations surveyed by ESG recently reported they now need to move faster than 3 years ago, with 41% accelerating their response speed by more than 50%. NVMe provides a higher level of performance and lower latency than traditional protocols such as SATA. Obviously, we know this. No, SATA was designed for hard drives. But as SSD came into the picture, originally they were a little bit slow, right? So the SATA interface kept up with the speed of the SSD. But as SSD became faster and faster and faster and faster, right, the SATA bandwidth couldn't keep up. You know, it's being held back by SATA. So PCI Express solved this problem. You know, PCI Express is very fast. It's inboard. You put it directly to the motherboard. There is no cable. Not that the cable is the problem, but it solves the bandwidth problem. But then another problem came up with protocols, basically, right? There is no standard for PCIe and SSDs. So NVMe came in to build a standard for this kind of communication. Let's continue. And extend the low latency benefits NVMe across the network. Now they want to move it across the network. This is an onboard motherboard and SSD. The same location. They want to move it across the network. They already built something like this called NVMe over Fabrics, apparently. Very interesting, where you can have your NVMe drive directly connected to a fiber optics and then have that anywhere else. So now the question really, that's interesting. So the question here is networked storage, right? So I'm trying to break the problem down here. We have NVMe devices that hooked up into motherboards. So you have as many PCIe slots, you can just put your SSDs and you can have a motherboard with a lot of storage. There's a limitation here, right? But what if this motherboard, this computer that hosts this motherboard is not the actual computer that want the storage. It's some remote computer. Right, you cannot bring these SSDs and PCIes on all the remote machines, obviously, to consume the SSDs. That's why our network storage started with SAN and NAS, you know, network array storage, where you put everything into one machine and then you consume the storage remotely. It's very useful because, hey, my machine doesn't have, it can be a thin client and the storage could be on a network device. So Fabric, apparently this NVMe over Fabric solved this problem for fast SSDs, but it seems to be a cost, right? Fiber optics is expensive. Setup is expensive for fiber optics. This is where NVMe over TCP is useful. But here's my, I'm thinking out loud here, guys. I have two doubts here. The first one is, when, unlike fiber optics, TCP is a protocol, right? And in order to work with a TCP protocol, you need a server that is listening on a particular port. TCP require ports to connect to, right? So does that mean that my NVMe devices will come with this ROM that happened to have special software that listens on a specific port and have an Ethernet cable in them so I can hook up my Ethernet cable to my SSDs? That's pretty neat. But now I'm worried about memory. Those are going to be really expensive because listening on TCP port will take certain memory. You need the network adapters. You need to understand, you know, you need certain part of the kernel. You don't need the whole Linux kernel. You don't even need Linux. You just need a way, right? And I'm pretty sure the NVMe people, I don't know what they're going to do, but are they going to build their own mini kernel that just have this network pieces? I guess you can pull that from Linux. I'm not sure. But then you have to kind of standardize what port you guys going to listen to. And then the other one, once you do that, you have to establish the connection from the clients. And that's easy, right? All the clients are probably operating system clients. So they can connect to this port. They're going to need to understand how to talk to an NVMe over TCP. So they need some sort of client application logic. So the Linux or the Windows need a client code to understand how to talk to an NVMe over TCP. I don't think this is going to magically happen. Yeah, to us applications, it's going to be invisible, right? Higher up the stack. But the Linux kernel need to be updated such that it understand how to talk to an NVMe drive over TCP. So it needs to scan, probably. I don't know how, right? Will the NVMe drive announces itself? To me, I don't know why they didn't build this over raw specific protocol over IP directly. I don't see a value of having it on top of TCP, to be honest. Right? Maybe the data integrity and the retransmission and all that jazz. Which brings us to my second doubt, right? Which brings us to the second doubt, right? Not really worried about the inbound request, you know, from the client sending IO, hey, give me LBA0, LBA1, LBA2, but because these are tiny, right, requests, so they can fit into a single segment, and depending on the window size of the TCP. But once you deliver that, let's assume you read huge blocks, transferring those back might get us into a problem of where we lose segments. And when we lose segment or we lose IP packets, which basically means that we're going to lose TCP segments, and this retransmission might slow us down, actually. Right? How far? How much? I have no clue, to be honest. But these retransmissions are going to kill us because the segments are ordered. And right, that's how TCP works, right? Let's say you're going to read a huge amount of bytes. This will be broken into multiple segments based on the window size, which will increase, obviously, because all of this, I think a window size will be really large in internal data center, 100 gigabit, right? Do you have even 100 gigabit network? I'm not sure. But they will be really large. So more data will be fit into a single TCP segment, jumbo segments, and then will be sent across the network. So I don't think we're going to run into these retransmission problems as often, but we might. Not sure, really. But yeah, these kind of question. And again, guys, this is a very preliminary report, if you want to call it. Just piece of news. I'll keep searching. I'll keep investigating the NVMe over TCP protocol and see how they work. I might be way off here, right? But it's just fascinating to me how the industry is moving. Obviously, this is going to save a lot of money, right? Fiber optics is expensive. Moving to an Ethernet based and over TCP is going to save a lot of money. Obviously, we don't have to discuss why didn't they move to Quake. I don't think they need that, you know. Specifically because I/O requests need to be sequential anyway. So if you send a lot of requests at the same time, right, they're gonna arrive at the same time, right? These segments will be sent at the same time. So I don't believe the order matter here because every I/O that comes back, the response of the I/O will be tagged with the command that sent it. So you know which one is which, right? Unlike HTTP, which we have this problem of head-of-line blocking. We don't have that here. Again, I might be wrong here, but it's fascinating. We'll keep you guys updated the more I learn about this. What do you guys think? Do you find this interesting? Do you find this boring? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm gonna see you in the next one. You guys stay awesome. Goodbye.